We're back on with Pete Sorrell from Fred's East Branch Outfitters in Kenton. Thanks so much for your time, Pete.
You bet, Adam. We're really enjoying a beautiful day today.
Yeah, one of the nicer days of the week for sure, and that kind of is a good segue into a fishing report from you, which, man, I've been noticing the winds, especially in the western UP, have been awful. You getting blown off a lot trying to go fishing?
Oh, my gosh. I've never seen it like this, and, you know, we sure don't lack for trying, I'll tell you. We have been blown off three or four times, and a couple of times we didn't even try it because of all the whitecaps, and you know, it makes it so miserable. You get to a spot, you catch a few fish, and then your anchor lets go, and oh, the woe is me. Yeah. it's really bad, because you never get back to the same spot, I swear to God. But anyway, and you know, the fishing wasn't bad. One day we managed to get out. We had some really dandy bluegills. My goodness, a couple were 9.5. So we had some luck, but then, like I said, as soon as that wind came up, and we couldn't hold that spot, and we were done, back to the camp we were. So I have heard the same thing from the other guys, the Onondaga County Park bunch over there. They're fishing perch over that way, and I got the same report there. They just couldn't get out there to fish in their spots.
So what was working and how deep of water? Give us some of the details. You know, maybe you can at least get out there while the weather is good. And what are you looking for? Depth, bait?
Yeah, we were using slip bobbers and just beaver tails or crawlers. And in amongst those weeds again, we've been having so much luck with that that it's really hard to let go of that. The guys that were fishing walleyes were dragging Rapalas this time of year, and I would imagine they're going to start switching over to minnows, jigging a minnow. But like I said, I didn't talk to many because they haven't been out much. But we get some nice days now. You know, now is always the argument. Do you put your boat away or do you keep it out? That's the trouble.
I understand, but I think I would leave it out if you're so inclined, because I got a feeling we got some incredible fall fishing still ahead of us here. Yeah, been getting the same reports here too, so that's nice to hear. And I really appreciate the reports on the fishing. Anything else going on out there in the Western UP before I let you go?
Well, you know, we'd like to take a minute, and we don't want to forget 9/11, and it's the 19th anniversary, and it's something we should always remember.
Hear, hear. I'm right there with you. Appreciate it, Pete, and we'll catch back up with you as we get a little later into fall here.
All right, Adam, I'm hoping we get some good fishing weather. If not, well, we'll just head to camp.
Yeah, and if you get any good bears in at Fred's, please text me.
All right, I will, Adam. And if you do get to go fishing, make sure you take a kid fishing.
There you go. This is the Outdoor Show.